One last point on dogs before we move on. If you do have dogs, or if you've got a big one and you've got a dog door to let them in, well, somebody small can obviously easily crawl through your dog door. What we always suggest is if you've got a doggy door and it's the summertime, you know, you want to let them get in and out of the heat, place to cool off, put it into a secured room in the home. Like, put the dog door into your garage so when you're gone, if they need to come in, they come into a garage, and then you lock the door from
your
garage.
Go.
Or if you've got a laundry room, you know, having a secured door from the laundry room to the inside of the home so that if someone uses the doggy door to gain entrance to your home, they're in a
great
into
idea.
A locked room with
absolutely.
No valuables.
Yep. Great
or
idea.
Or set up a trap.
Where they're in with hooch.
Booby trap?
Yeah.
A couple booby traps?
Yeah. Home Alone.
Home Alone.
You know, where you're hit with a hot iron in the face when you stick your head in the doggy door.
There's an insurance claim right there.
Yeah,
waiting to happen.
Here with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance, the do's and don'ts of home security measures. Don't have bars on your windows. Take note of what your insurance company thinks about your dog. Talk to your agent and have that conversation. There are specialty insurances you can get that will exclude the dog if you have a particular breed. Some insurance companies, if you have those particular breeds, will just soon drop you anyway. So be careful about that. Let's continue on with Clay Jansen's do's and don'ts.
Absolutely. All right. Last don't that we've got on the list here this morning. It's a big one, and I think you guys actually mentioned it in one of your blog posts earlier in the month, but be real careful with posting on social media before or while you're on vacation, maybe away from the house, because there are some nefarious elements out there on social media that'll pick up on that, and they know exactly when you're out of town, right? So just be really careful with that. You know, we recommend folks, if you are going to post, maybe post on the way back, right? If you're kind of driving on the way back home, or maybe the next day after. So just be really careful with that on your social media.
I was very thankful to a City of Phoenix policeman. They called me. I've been on air now. How long? 31 years? Like about the 29th, about 29 years ago, I just mentioned that the family were getting ready to get on the road. And before the show was over, he called me during the show. He says, never.
Don't do that.
Ever.
Oh,
mention on air.
Right.
When you're going on a family vacation.
Right. Yep. That's exactly it.
So it's the same concept.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't advertise your house is empty.
That's right. That's right. All right. And if you are out of town, I think having a good one of the do's, let's kind of jump into some of the do's here real quick. Definitely having that central security alarm system, right? And tying it into the police department and fire department is really key, especially on the insurance end. That's where insurance companies really see value. And that's often where you're going to be able to maximize a discount from the insurance company. So some companies, you know, 5 or 10%. There are some companies out there that give 15%. And that's on your annual premium just for having a security system that ties in to your local, right, fire and police. You can still have a system that doesn't tie into fire and police. You probably just won't get as much of a discount. So we definitely encourage, whether it ties in or doesn't, you know, definitely consider that home security system when you're thinking about insurance. And tell your agent. So if you do get something new put in, make sure you make that next call. Call up your agent. Make sure that they know.
Very good.
Yep.
Okay.
Here's another do. Make sure, obviously, that all your doors and windows are locked. I know it's easy to say. It's sometimes hard to do. Consider some of those newer styles of locks. There's some anti-bump lock technology that's great out there. Maybe even consider one of the smart locks, right? So that way, if you do forget, you get a chance. Maybe
check
you're at,
it.
That's right. You're at work already, and you're thinking, oh, not only did I turn off the oven, but did I lock the front door? So that's always a good one to have. Keep all of your valuables out of plain sight. I know that's also sounds obvious, but keep things, you know, away from the obvious places if you can, not in plain sight. Put those jewelry boxes, maybe close those up when you leave the house, or definitely when you go away on vacation. And maybe pick some inconspicuous spaces, you know, in the house that maybe you wouldn't normally, a thief wouldn't normally find things.
That would be my sub point, is not only don't keep valuables out of sight, but don't store them in the master bedroom closet.
That's right. Yeah,
because that's the first place they're going to go.
Or your sock drawer. Because every movie on the planet, I think I've seen, is somebody puts the valuables in their sock drawer. So maybe
that lazy dog, too, will point
That's right.
That dog that Romy was talking about earlier, that friendly dog.
I've actually been distracted looking for a dog. There's a gentleman that raises dogs, and I just finally found it. He's in Prescott Valley, Armor canine, and it's the police grade dogs that, you know, he will sell to, you know, the average person once he trains the person how to use this dog he's trained. So, wow. That'd be an interesting follow-up.
That would.
I just sent him an email. Well, you want to come on and talk? It's Lee.
I wouldn't show my homeowner's insurance writer.
Yeah.
The front page of my website. You ought to see this dog on the front, right on the front page.
No, that's not the front page.
It's not a Chihuahua. Is that what you're saying? It's not a Chihuahua.
No, it's not. Okay, the last point of dues.
Last one. I'm going to kind of combine two thoughts here, really quick. Make it fast. Just make it hard for thieves to not hang out by your front door. Another thing insurance companies really watch out for is big trees and shrubs, right, against your home anyway. So get rid of those big trees, get rid of those big shrubs, and make it hard for those thieves to hang out by the front door.
The number one break-in point is the front door. Make it as visible as possible. Here with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance.